Welcome to another episode of Witchcrafty Wellness Podcast, where we explore the mystical world of magic and well-being. Today we're diving into the captivating realm of kitchen witchery, where spells and potions come to life through the art of everyday cooking. Join me as we unravel the secrets of infusing intention and magical practices into your culinary creations. As you step into your kitchen, envision it as your sacred space, a cauldron of creativity where ingredients become the potent tools for spellbinding meals. Embrace the notion that every meal carries a story. Every ingredient is waiting to be awakened. Let's begin by discussing the power of intention. Before you even touch a single herb or vegetable, take a moment to set your intentions. Visualize the energy you wish to infuse into your meal. Is it love, healing, abundance, or perhaps protection? Let this intention guide your every move. Consider the herbs and spices you incorporate. Each carries its own magical properties. For instance, rosemary invokes clarity and protection, while cinnamon embodies warmth and abundance. Blend these together, not just for flavor, but for their enchanting energies to dance in harmony within your dish. And what about the act of stirring and mixing? This seemingly mundane task is a ritual in itself. With every stir, infuse your creation with your focused energy. Clockwise to invite, counterclockwise to banish. Feel the energy flow from your hands, infusing your meal with the intention you've set. The oven, a modern-day hearth, holds the magic of transformation. As your dish bakes and transforms, visualize your intentions taking form and manifesting into reality. With each rise of the dough and each golden hue of the crust, your desires are brought closer to fruition. Even the simple act of brewing tea is a magical practice. Harness the power of herbal infusions and tea leaves to aid in divination, healing, or relaxation. Let the steam carry your intentions to the universe. And with each sip, feel the potion's magic course through your veins, nourishing your soul. As you conclude your culinary journey, take a moment to express gratitude. Thank the ingredients, the elements, and the universe for their guidance and energy. Let this gratitude amplify the potency of your culinary magic. Remember, every time you step into your kitchen, you have the opportunity to weave spells, manifest desires, and nourish not just your body, but your spirit. Embrace the magic of kitchen witchery and let your meals become the potions that enchant and heal. Before we conclude today's episode, I'm going to go over a list of ingredients that you might want to use in your recipes and their spiritual and magical meanings. Please remember that the meanings and associations of these ingredients can vary across different cultural and spiritual traditions. First up, rosemary, meaning protection, love, purification, and mental clarity. Number two, basil. Good for love, protection, wealth, and exorcism. Number three, cinnamon, spirituality, success, healing, power, and psychic powers. Lavender, peace, happiness, love, and protection. Mint, money, healing, strength, and luck. Thyme, health, healing, and courage. Sage, wisdom, protection, and purification. Chamomile, love, relaxation, and purification. Garlic, protection, healing, strength, and exorcism. Onion, protection, purification, and healing. Parsley, protection, purification, and fertility. Ginger, success, power, love, and money. Salt, purification, protection, and cleansing. Honey, love, happiness, and prosperity. Clove, protection, exorcism, and love. Anise, protection, purification, and youth. Saffron, healing, happiness, and love. Nutmeg, luck, money, health, and fidelity. Coriander, love, health, and healing. And lastly, cardamom, love, lust, and mental clarity. You can use these ingredients and their meanings as a guide in your own cooking. However, the best way and the way that I always recommend is with your intuition. No matter what ingredient you use, as long as your intuition guides you and your intention speaks through you, the ingredients will work in the way that you wish them to. I hope that this episode provided you with the information and inspiration to start your own kitchen witchery journey. If you enjoyed this episode, please follow and share with your friends. Until next time, stay enchanted.